What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Well, my district is diverse, one of the more diverse districts in that it contains a significant part of Sioux Falls and then also three small communities in the western part of the county, Humboldt, Hartford, and Crooks, and then quite a large rural community. The county that has the most number of farms is actually Minnehaha County, and I have a significant part of that. They're small farms, but it's a part, a very important part of the county. So I have both rural and urban communities. I will address the issues regarding both rural and urban communities significantly.
Is there a major issue or topic you would like the legislature to address in the next session?
Education certainly is one. I have I was a teacher in the Peace Corps, the American Peace Corps, many years ago, and then taught many Peace Corps volunteers for a number of years for both Southeast Asia and Africa. And while being a teacher, I learned a lot. I came back. I received my master's in education and have been very active in education. I really think, in spite of the fact that we've raised the salary of teachers a very small amount in relationship to the national averages, but that education has not been placed at nearly as high a priority as it needs to be in the state's total picture. And I've worked very hard on that. I've been a substitute teacher over the last year when I've had time so that I could get my feet wet directly by finding out what's important. And our teachers and education are of the greatest importance for our children. And we have really reduced that obligation, I believe, and we need to get back onto it.
So what legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with it?
Well, I think, first of all, the fact that that we raise taxes to raise the salary of teachers is an issue that I would have dealt with differently. We didn't need to raise taxes to do that. I think there were other monies available. We have to look closely at where some of those other monies are. As I work on the campaign trail, I find so many people still say, what happened to that lottery money? Wasn't that supposed to be for education? And couldn't that have been used or something similar? So I think we have to look at that very closely. I think we have to look at the issue of the importance of education by not necessarily taxing people more. And at the same time, pay attention to, as I mentioned, agriculture and economic development as well in our county to help everyone.
And Michael, that'll take care of it. I sure appreciate the chance to visit with you, and I wish you the best of luck next week.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
When will, is this sufficient to run now?
Oh, yeah, it'll be just fine. We will we'll get it on our website. I'm thinking I'll still be able to get that on by day's end, and then your candidates or your constituents and potential voters can give it a listen, all right?